请我们先读几处圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible for a few passages of reading.
希伯来书第二章。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
我们从第五节读到第十节。
From verse 5 to verse 10.
好不好，请弟兄姊妹我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我们所说将来的世界，神也没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上无处证明说，人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不伏他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都伏他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合一的。好，我们再读第三章。
Then chapter three，
从第七节读到第十四节。
From verse 7 to 14。
好，请。圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬到心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。在那里，你们的祖宗试我、看我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久，所以我厌烦那时代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。好，我们再读第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我们既蒙留下，有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。我们再读第十一第九节到十一节。
Then verse 9 to verse 11.
这样看来，必定有以安息日的安息为神的子民存留，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的工，正如神歇了他的工一样。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。我们再读第六章第一节上一半。
And then chapter 6 verse 1 the first half。
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
好，
我们圣经就读这几处。
That's the passages that we will be reading tonight.
感谢主带领有机会再和弟兄姊妹见面。
I thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to come and see you, brothers and sisters, again.
并且趁着这个机会来和弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
And also to have an opportunity to fellowship with each one of you.
我不晓得那个弟兄姊妹所需要的什么。
I'm not sure what your needs are.
当然，我也不能够很确定地说应当和弟兄姊妹交通些什么话。
I'm not absolutely sure about what we should be sharing with you.
不过，当今天我在主面前寻求的时候，我想把这一点感觉交通给弟兄姊妹。
But today, as I was seeking the presence of the Lord, I have these feelings that I wish to share with you.
也许有人会听得比较深一点。
Maybe some feel that it is a little deeper.
和有弟兄姊妹也觉得比较浅一点。
Maybe others might feel it is a little shallow.
能够完全适合你们的你们的情景。
It may not be totally suitable.
但是因为是主的话。
But I feel it is the Lord's word.
无论是深，无论是浅，
may it be deep or shallow,
都需要接受呢。
We will be accepting it.
那么这一两天我所要交通的一点的感觉，就是在希伯来书这卷书里面。
And so in these few days, I'd like to share with you from the book of Hebrews.
我想这个若是主许可的话，今天和明天上午两堂的信息都是连贯起来，连接起来的。
Especially tonight and tomorrow morning, these two sections will be in one apart.
所以今天我只能够讲头一点。
And so tonight I will make a first point.
那么明天上午的时候或许才能够告一个段落。
And so tomorrow, by tomorrow morning, we will end one section of it.
所以我很盼望弟兄姊妹不仅今天晚上能够参加，明天上午也尽量的那个画出时间来来参加那两堂的聚会。
And so if hope that you can come tomorrow morning to finish up this part.
因为可能明天上午就是要讲到一点关于我们的那个施行的一方面。
And tomorrow morning especially we'll be talking about the practice of what we'll be learning.
若是没有施行一方面，我们所听到就容易落空的。
If we don't practice what we learn, then what we learn will be of no avail.
所以盼望大家能尽量的参加。
And so I encourage you all to attend.
我所交通的一点信息就是也是希伯来书那它那个最中心的 一个信息。
And so what I'm sharing is also the central issue in the book of Hebrews.
那么写希伯来书的那个作者，我相信他里面有很重的负担，就是勉励那些信徒们要往前去。
I feel the special burden of the writer of the book of Hebrews is an encouragement of believers to move forward.
所以不仅他的话里头有这样的意思，并且他也许多地方就是明明的给我们看见，鼓励我们，要我们向前。
And in his word, he tells us and he encourages us to go ahead.
他特别是在第六章，我们刚才所读的头一节圣经，那说到我们应当离开基督道理的开端。
Especially in chapter 6, in the very beginning, it tells us that we have to leave the elementary aspects of the Christian faith.
要我们那个竭力向前。
And that we should strive to go forward.
使我们长大成人。
So we can go on to full maturity.
达到完全的地步。
To be a mature person.
所以它里面一个灵或者一个负担。
And so he had this particular burden.
一直在催促圣徒们要向前去。
To encourage the Christians to go forward.
当然我们不晓得那个时候那个弟兄姊妹为什么会停留下来。
We do not know why the Christians at that time had stopped.
但是一定有这样一个事实，他们是在属灵道路上面。
And it was evidently that there was some problem with the Christians that they had stopped in the spiritual path.
很可能有的人刚刚得救，他们就停下来了。
It may be that there were new Christians who had just stopped.
也有的弟兄姊妹走了一段路程之后呢，他们就停留下来了。
There were other Christians who had gone a certain way and then had stopped.
那现在大体的神的儿女们，那差不多都停下来了。
And that is all the many of the Christians at that moment were stopped in the spiritual road.
所以圣灵就感动那个写这本书的那个作者，把这个思想，把这感觉。
And the Spirit of God touched the writer of the book of Hebrews in order to write God's thoughts.
来催促他们，勉励他们，要他们不要停留下来。
And to encourage and exhort these Christians to go forward.
要他们一直在向前去。
So they might go forward.
以至于达到那神呼召我们的目的。
And to reach the goal that God has set for us.
我们大家都知道，神呼召我们不是说让我们光光蒙恩得救。
We know that when God calls us, He doesn't call us just to a mere salvation.
我们得救，这是一件非常重要的一件事。
Salvation is a very important thing.
但这个不过是在神的那个呼召我们的那个目的一个开端就是了。
But this is only the beginning of the call of God to us.
还没有达到那个神呼召我们的目的。
He hasn't reached yet the goal that God has called us for.
我们不仅是得救了。
And so not only are we saved,
我们还应当继续不断地向前。
We have to continue to go forward.
叫神的旨意能够成就在我们的身上。
So that God's purposes may be accomplished in us.
叫神呼召我们的目的能够达到。
And so God's purpose in calling us may be satisfied.
若是没有达到那个神的目的的话，
If we haven't satisfied God's purpose,
那不仅是我们的损失，也是神的损失。
Not only is it what we will suffer, but God will have something lacking.
就好像有的人进到大学里面去，
It's like some people who go to college.
很可能申请一个大学不是太容易一件事。
It's not that easy to get into a college.
特别是在我们中国，台湾我们那里要进大学，要经过联考，很不简单。
Especially in Taiwan, trying to get into college, go through a very examinations is very difficult.
那实在费尽了很大的。 力量，他还挤到大学门里面去。
So with great vigor, great energy, one has to try to get into college.
虽然你做了那个进到大学里面去，那是一件很好的一件事。
Although it's such a great thing to go into college.
但是若是刚刚进去之后呢，他们就停下来了。
But if they just go into college and then they stop,
也不好好读书,
and they don't study,
也不好好再追求,
and they don't
strive,
and they just stop,
过了一年是一年级,
and they keep on being the first year,
到第二年时候还是 freshman,
and they're still freshmen,
到第三年那么结果那还是新鲜人,
and they're just like they're just freshmen,
老新鲜人, 那若是这样的话。
And if they were like this,
不仅是他自己会感觉很羞惨的一件事
they may feel that it really is a sad thing,
并且要叫所有在身上有盼望的人都觉得失望
and also the people who have hopes in them, they will really be discouraged.
进到大学里面去不能够再升机了
because they really cannot continue after going to college,
都不能够毕业
and they cannot graduate.
所以说虽然进到大学里面去
so even though they're in the college,
仍然是不够的
And that's not enough.
说必须要一年过一年要往前去。
And so year after year they have to go forward.
四年时候毕业了。
And then finally as they graduate.
然后再去留学。
And they go on to graduate school.
然后再去读书。
And they continue to study.
达到了那个最终的目的。
And they've accomplished their final goal.
那么这样那个学业完成了。
And then they finish their schooling.
那么在我们这个学业上是这样。
And if in our schooling it's that way.
那在我们生命上面呢也是更是这样。
And in our life we should be like that.
那进我到了这里到了朱弟兄家里面。
And I went to Brother Chu's home.
我看见朱弟兄两个小弟弟都长大了。
And we see that two of our sons have grown.
比我四年以前来说长大了好多好多。
And compared with what I saw when there was 4 years ago, it's much different.
进到大学里面去了。
And one has even been accepted to college.
他们是很高兴。
And of course, they're very happy.
那么前些时候我到纽约到林三刚弟兄家里面。
And recently I was in Brother Bowman Ling's place in New York.
我想你们也对他很熟，我对他是非常熟悉。
Of course, I know you know him very well, and I know him extremely well.
我对他那个家里面那是非常熟悉。
I am very familiar with the family.
那这次我去的时候，看见他的孩子们都长大成人了。
And then I see their children; they really are grown up now.
只剩下那个几个小的，两三个小的在家里面。
And only two or three small ones at home.
说小也不算太小了。
Even we say they're small, they're really not that small either.
最小的已经读高中了。
And even the youngest one is now in senior school.
所以都长大了。
And so they're all grown up.
你们大家都知道他有十个孩子。
I think you all know that he has 10 children.
那我就问他，你现在感觉怎么样呢？
And so I asked him, what is your feeling now?
他说，我现在觉得孩子太少了。
He says, I feel that I have too few children.
能够再加十个更好。
If I have 10 more children, it's even better.
那为什么他会这样说呢？
Why does he say that?
一定是看到孩子们都长大了。
He's seen his children grow up.
有的大学毕业了。
And they've graduated from college.
有了很好的工作。
Are they working well?
有的已经成家了。
Some of them have families of their own.
开始抱孙子了。
And he even has grandchildren.
所以他就心里很高兴。
And so he's very happy in his heart.
若是能有20个孩子的话呀，那更好了。
And if he has 20 children, that's even better.
当然，他现在是这样。
Of course, he's like that.
我们也是和他一种，我们也是很看见他这种光景，我们也很高兴的。
And we're very happy too.
但是，假若他的孩子们还像十几年前一样。
But yet, if you think that his children were like they were 10 years ago,
都是那么小
and they're always so small,
在家里打来打去，吵来吵去的
and they are fighting again with one another,
就把家里弄得一塌糊涂
and there's a mass confusion at home.
有时我们到家里去看呢
and we go to their home.
有的跑到沙发底下去了
and some are crawling underneath the sofa.
有的跑到桌子上面去了
and some are crawling on top of the tables.
实在是这个家呀，真是没有办法叫人得到安息的。
And there's no way to have a rest in this home.
若是过了十几年之后还是这种样子
and if 10 years later they're still like that,
我想他不会再盼望增加十个孩子。
I think he would not really want to have 10 more children.
他要说，哎呀，我只有一个就差不多了。
He would say that if I have one, that's enough.
哎呀，这个十个叫人吃不消啊。
Because it's too much for so many.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么他让人高兴？
So dear brothers and sisters, why is he so happy?
因为孩子们长大了。
Because the children grow up.
已经成人了。
And they're mature.
我们在那个地上的父母亲的心对他的孩子们是这样。
And the parents of this world, we see our children in this way.
我们天上的父亲对我们更是这样。
And our heavenly Father looking at us, he really expects us even more.
他看着我们的光景。
If he looks at our situation,
一直都不能够长大。
And we cannot grow up.
一直都是这样幼小。
And we're always so small.
我们相信他的心是何等的痛苦，何等的忧愁。
His heart must be so saddened to see all that.
所以难怪他看见神的儿女们停留下来的时候。
And so when he sees his children, they stop.
他的心里面感觉那样的焦急
and his heart will be so anxious,
那样的忧愁
and so saddened,
觉得圣灵一再一再在催促
and so with the spirit he exhorts and encourages them,
劝勉
exhorting them,
在警告
to warn them,
你们不能够停留下来
you cannot stop,
你们要往前去
you have to go forward,
要竭力能够达到完全的地步
you have to persist to go into the state of maturity,
那主到我们的目的是什么呢
and so what is the purpose of God's calling
一方面就要我们长大成人
that we might become mature men
能够达到完全的地步
to become perfect
第二方面要我们承受产业
and secondly he wants us to inherit that inheritance
神在基督里头为我们预备的产业是极其丰富的
and what God has given for us as an inheritance is so abundant
他要我们承受产业
he wants us to accept that inheritance
将来我们进到神的国的时候
And so we will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
不是那个贫贫穷穷的进到神国度里面去。
We don't enter in as a poor person.
乃是丰丰富富的那个进到神的国里面去。
We go in with abundance.
这个不仅是我们的荣耀。
This is not only our glory.
也是那个神的荣耀。
It's also God's glory.
也是我们主耶稣的荣耀。
It's also Jesus Christ's glory. 说
愿意让我们承受产业。
That we might inherit what God has given to us.
他说给我们的产业是极其丰富的。
And what is inheritance for us is so abundant.
第三方面。
And then the third aspect.
他要我们进入安息。
He wants us to enter into rest.
他不愿意让我们这样忧愁。这样痛苦
He doesn't want us to be sad and have suffering.
他不愿意让我们这样挣扎这样努力
He doesn't want us to be struggling all the time.
他不要我们在许多重担和压力之下
He doesn't want us to be under all these heavy burdens.
他要我们进入那个他的安息里面
He wants us to enter into his rest.
让我们享受他的安息
To enjoy his rest.
让天天的生活都是那充满了喜乐充满了平安
So every day our lives will be full of peace and joy.
弟兄姊妹这是主呼召我们的目的
And this is the purpose that God has called us.
若是今天我们没有达到这目的的话
If today we haven't reached this goal,
我在说不仅是我们的损失
not only is it our
deficiency, 也是那个神的神的一种羞耻
and this is also a shame of God.
所以他一再的呼召我们，要我们达到他的目的
and so God calls us time and again in order to reach that goal.
要往前去
so we can go forward.
一方面他要我们长大成人。
First, he wants us to become mature person.
我刚才已经说过了，若是一个孩子刚刚生下来的时候。
I just said that if a child is just born,
那是很好看
he is very pretty,
也是很美丽
and very beautiful.
每个人都很喜欢他的
people all like that.
我们把他抱起来
and we hold the child up,
或者把他放在膝盖上面
and we put him on our lap,
在逗着他玩
and we play with the child.
让他能笑一笑
he can smile.
虽然不会讲什么话语
even though that he cannot say anything.
但是我们大家都喜欢这样小孩子
but we like the child like that.
但是若这个孩子过了五年之后还是这么大
but if 5 years later he's still as like that.
那不仅是父母亲不喜欢
not only would the parents have a problem.
我们这旁观的人呢、啊、我们觉得这个古怪
And the other people will look and it also feel a little bit strange.
怎么这孩子还是这么大呢？
How come this child is still that size?
过了五年了还没有长大。
How come he's not growing?
过了十年了还没有长大。
And 10 years later, still not growing.
那这个孩子那就是有毛病的呀。
And then we know that there's a problem.
恐怕没有人喜欢这样的孩子。
And we feel that nobody really would like their child to be like that.
不仅是不喜欢。
Not only that.
并且叫人恐惧。
And they're a little bit fearful.
就是觉得可怕。
And they're fearful.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters,
我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候
as we are saved,
我们在基督里面是婴孩
we're small children
我们是那样新鲜而美丽
we are beautiful in his eyes
我们自己非常的喜乐
we're very happy
除了看见我们弟兄姊妹他们也和我们一同欢喜快乐
and others will see us they're very happy too
但是你过了几年之后
but after a few years
若是没有长进的话
if we're not growing
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
And dear brothers and sisters, not only do we lose that joy, and what we exhibit, it is very fearful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, dear brothers and sisters,
in the spiritual realm, we have to grow. We can always be little children. And what are little children?
一个在哥林多前书第三章里面,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
就给我看见那时的哥林多的弟兄姊妹们呢,
and many of the brothers and sisters in Corinth,
他们虽然得救三年五年了,
even though they're Christians for 3 or 5 years, but they have not gone forward. And when Paul wrote to them,
he
says, you are like babes in Christ. How come they were babes in Christ?
It's
inspired by Paul. Because you're still carnal, you're still part of the flesh. You're part of the flesh. Because there's jealousy, there's strife among you. There's always a fighting among you. And there's not much growth. Not much change. We can't see God, Jesus Christ in them. We cannot feel the fragrance of Jesus in them. And even though the church in Corinth, and from the external appearance, they looked very good. The oratory, the knowledge was really very sufficient. And maybe they could even preach. And the knowledge of the Bible, they knew very well. And it was very abundant. And they had all kinds of spiritual gifts that could not be compared with other people. They seemed to be full of the spiritual gifts. And they could perform miracles. They could even drive out evil spirits. They could heal. They had all kinds of spiritual gifts. And so from the exterior appearance, it seemed there was such a good condition. But their spiritual life, there was no growth. In Christ, they were still babes. Because they were still living in the flesh. They were still living in a carnal way. Not only was there a lot of strife among them, there was a lot of sin that was among them. Now, of course, I don't have much time to talk about the condition in the church in Corinth. And that's not the purpose of this particular sermon. And there's one brother who said, and I agree.
他说，当我们把哥林多的前书读过之后呢？
And as we read the book of Corinthians, and we feel that we should go and wash our eyes. It seems that even our eyes are contaminated. Even our thoughts are contaminated. This is really so sad a situation. From the exterior appearance, it seems like they're so good. But in God's eyes, in the Christ, they were like babes. Because they had no spiritual growth. And from the exterior, we could see that they're so fearful a situation. And you say, really, there's such a situation? A person who could really preach, and also spiritual gifts, and great knowledge of the Bible. Even that kind of person, could he have such a bad life? From our logic and our knowledge, we think that that's not possible. But in reality, this is true. Oratory, the ability to speak eloquently is not a reflection of our spiritual condition. Knowledge cannot reflect our spiritual condition. The spiritual gifts cannot reflect our spiritual condition. These are just the external ornaments. This is not the inner spiritual life. Now what we will need is not these external ornaments. What Jesus really wants is our inner person. Our spiritual spiritual life?
这个生命有没有长大？
Whether this life has grown?
那个新的生命有没有从里面再彰显出来？
And this life has manifested itself.
这一个是非常重要的。
This is the most important.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
许多时候我们听见有听福音的朋友们不是这样告诉跟我们讲吗？
We hear people who are seeking the gospel. They ask us.
我听你们讲的道上是很有道理的。
And when you speak and talk and preach, it really sounds very logical.
但是我们家里头那个基督徒啊。
But we have Christians in our family.
哎呀，实在是不敢恭维。
We don't really feel that it's the same.
我们对他吃不消。
We really can't stand them.
他常常劝我们讲，常常劝我们来做礼拜。
They often encourage us to come to church.
讲的话呢，好像也是很属灵的。
And they may even say things which seem very spiritual.
但是表现出来的样子啊。
But when they live their lives,
那实在是让我们吃不消。
This is something that we can't stand.
像这样信这个，那我不能相信。
In this way, I really can't believe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
and dear brothers and sisters,
许多人不相信主耶稣。
A lot of people do not believe Jesus Christ.
不是圣灵不感动他。
It's not that the Spirit doesn't touch them.
也不是主不要拯救他。
It's not that God doesn't want to save them.
乃是我们的光景反而拦住了他。
It is our condition that has obstructed them.
叫他不能蒙恩得救。
And so that they cannot become saved.
你不要以为说那些外邦人只有眼只有耳朵。
It's not that the those are non-believers. They have excuses.They have ears.
他们有耳朵也有眼睛。
They have ears and they can hear.
他们的眼睛比耳朵还要厉害。
And their eyes are sharper than yours.
许多他们听你们如讲的是很对的。
And they say this and in regard to their relatives is true.
有道理的。
It's very logical.
但是看我们说是的，他整个大的胃口了。
They live, see our lives and they don't experience
that. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我必须要长进。
We have to grow.
让那个树林的生命。
And in our spiritual life,
那个新的生命
a new life,
就是神所赐给我们那个宝贝的生命
This is God's precious life that He's given to us,
在活出来
that we might live it out,
成为了彰显出来
may manifest out,
好叫他们不仅是听见我们所说的
and so not only do they hear,
也看见我们所示的
they can see what we do,
我们这个人
and so our person,
就是我们的话语的见证
and this is the living testimony,
叫那些听福音的人他们没有话可说
And so those who hear the gospel, they have nothing to say against
it. 弟兄姊妹，我们必须要往前。
And so, dear brothers and sisters, we have to go forward.
要长大成人。
We have to be a mature person.
达到完全的地步。
To reach the perfect stage.
哦，神在我们身上所盼望的是何等的荣耀。
God expects of us this wonderful glory.
作诗人说呀。
The psalmist, he says.
他说，我观看你指头所造的天。
I look at what you've created in the heavens.
你陈列了月亮星宿。
You've made the sun, the moon, and the stars.
哎呀，太伟大了呀。
It's really so great.
当他看见神所创造宇宙万有的时候啊。
When he sees a great creation that God has made.
这个宇宙万有不仅是伟大。
And not only does he realize that it is such a great creation. It's so marvelous.
那里美丽。
And so beautiful.
当我看见这光景的时候
And when I see this condition,
那我就说人算什么
What is man?
你竟眷顾他
And yet you consider me.
世人算什么
What is man?
你竟顾念他
You consider him.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
And dear brothers and sisters,
神虽然是那伟大的神
Although he is that great God,
那一位奇妙的神
That wonderful and marvelous God,
但是他眷顾我们这些微小的人
And yet to us who are so unworthy, so small,
他却顾念我们这些卑微的人
He considers us who are so unworthy,
是啊，我们知道算不得什么。
Even though we don't, really don't consider anything.
他是那样的爱我们。
And yet he loves us so much.
他不仅差遣他儿子来。
Not only did he send his son to us.
为我们成就了救赎。
In order to accomplish that salvation.
把我们从罪里面拯救出来了。
Saved us from sin.
并且他把新的生命给了我们。
And he's given us a new life.
使我们成了神的儿女。
So we become the children of God.
成了神家里面的人。
Become a part of the family of God.
不但这样。
Not only that,
因为他在我们身上还有个荣耀的盼望。
He also has a glorious hope.
他要我们能够达到个地步。
He wants us to reach that stage.
让我们得到荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
He wants us to have glory as our crown.
你们千万不要以为说冠冕是个帽子。
And don't think that a crown is just like a hat.
我就怕弟兄姊妹常有这样的误会。
Sometimes a few brothers and sisters have this misconception.
圣经里提到冠冕的时候，我们总以为说哦，就是个帽子了。
And we talk about the crown in the Bible, it's a hat.
或者选世界小姐了，或者什么小姐了，这样选好之后戴个帽子给她身头上面。
Oh, we see a Miss World, Miss Universe, they have a crown.
那帽子上可能有些的宝石。
Maybe there's some precious stones on the crown.
还有弟兄姊妹说，它是我得的冠冕了，上面有个很大很大的宝石。
And maybe some people say, when I get my crown, there'll be great jewels on it.
做梦时候看见了。
And they even dream of it.
那高兴得不得了。
And they're so happy.
有时候我们提到宝座呢。
And when we talk about the throne,
我们就想到有个大的座位。
We think that, so there's a big seat there.
也可能是木头做的，也可能是金做起来的。
And maybe it's made of gold, or maybe it's made of wood.
将来我们和主耶稣一同坐在宝座上了，我们就坐在这样大的座位上面。
And then we're sitting there with Jesus Christ. It's a big throne.
那我想啊，若是这样的话呢，我倒不太喜欢。
If I think about it and says if it's really like that, I really don't know whether I like that.
也可能姊妹们喜欢戴一个帽戴上那个帽子的。
Maybe some people, the sisters might like a hat.
我们弟兄倒不太喜欢戴这样一个帽子。
Maybe some of the men may not like it as much.
这个不要说一块宝石，就是一百块宝石，我也不喜欢戴。
And maybe even it's 100 precious stones, maybe I don't feel like it's something that I really want to wear.
这个宝石越多，压力头越痛，还是吃不消的。
And every day to wear a hat, maybe it's difficult to do that.
戴着这样一个帽子，再坐在金金宝座上面。
And then you have to sit on that gold throne.
那真是赶不上家里沙发椅子舒服。
And maybe it's more comfortable to sit on a sofa.
我想我不喜欢，你们也不大喜欢天天坐。
Maybe you wouldn't want to sit on that every day either.
坐一会儿是可以的。
Maybe sitting there for a short while is okay.
天天坐，从早到晚一直坐在宝座上面呢。
But if every day from morning to night you have to sit on that throne,
实在吃不消的。
It's difficult to stand it.
弟兄姊妹，到底圣经告诉我们冠冕和宝座是指什么说的呢
？And so what is the Bible telling us when it talks about thrones and crowns?
我们不要说宝座，我们就光说冠冕吧。
Let's just talk about crowns, for example.
这个冠冕呢，就是我们身上一个最高的一个标记。
And this is the highest symbol of our lives.
那么一看这人呢，穿的衣服呢，倒是很这个惹起人的注意。
And when people wear certain clothes, you are attracted to it.
但是我们最注意的还不是衣服，他戴的帽子。
But the most important thing is the most observable, noticeable thing is our crown.
一下子就看见他戴的帽子。
If anybody wears a hat, immediately it's obvious.
那是一个最显明的标记。
It's a very obvious symbol.
也是最高的一个标记。
It's the highest symbol.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么叫荣耀尊贵为冠冕
？And so what it is that we will have glory as our crown?
那就在我们身上显出了一种光景啊。
And that is, we will have a certain condition.
那个光景是哪儿尊贵
？And that is an appearance of honor.
那种光景是哪儿荣耀
？And its appearance of glory.
这个是在我们身上一个最高的标记。
This is the highest symbol.
一个最惹人注目的一个地方。
And that is what everyone will observe.
人一碰到我们说：“哎呀，这个是尊贵的人。
”And when somebody sees it, this is a very honorable person.
人一看见我们说：“这个人何等荣耀
！”And this person really is has such glory.
这是我们身上该有的标记。
And this is a symbol.
也是我们身上该有的光景。
This is a symbol that we should have.
我们主耶稣在地上的时候，岂不就这样吗
？And when Jesus was on earth, was he like that?
虽然从外面来说，他也没有什么尊贵。
Well, from the external appearance, it seemed that he was not so honorable and glorious.
他不是这个长，也不是那个长。他不是什么长，不是什么有没有什么官的，没有做官。
Oh, he wasn't titled. He wasn't an official.
但是你看这个人在地上是何等的尊贵。
But he was so honored.
虽然从外面来说，他生长在马槽里面。
Even though he was born in a stable.
他生长在拿撒勒那个城市里面。
And he was born in
拿撒勒。
He grew up in Nazareth.
那个城啊，是人所藐视、人所轻看的。
This was a place that people despised.
人说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗
？And people say, "Well, can Nazareth bring out anything that's good?"
我们主耶稣就生长在拿撒勒城里面。
And when Jesus was grew up in Nazareth,
并且在一个穷苦的一个木匠家庭里头
，in a poor carpenter's home,
在那长大。
And he grew up.
没有什么受过什么高深的教育。
Didn't receive any higher education.
也没有什么有名的人在那教导过他。
And no famous people teaching him.
他也没在地上做过什么了不起的事业。
He didn't do anything really spectacular.
他就是自，对不起。他在地上的时候
，and when he was on earth，
他说有的一切就是这样贫穷，这样卑微。
And he seemed like he was so poor and so lowly.
从外面来看，他自己怎样呢？
And from the external appearance,
他没有家性美容
and there was no honorable appearance.
他面容憔悴，形容枯槁
and he was 形容枯槁是吧 withered in his appearance, maybe.
他说我们看见他时候，我们也不羡慕他
And when we see his face, we may not admire it.
所以从人来说，没有一件的，没有一件东西是可吸引人的。
There's not anything that which attracts people.
但是当他在说话的时候，
But when he spoke,
当他在做事的时候，
And when he did his actions,
当他在行走的时候，
As he walked,
当他和人来往的时候，
As he communicated with
people, 所显出的光景是何等的尊贵。
His what he did was really so honorable.
他的话语里面满了权柄。
And in his word was the power.
他的表现是那样的高贵。
And his actions, he was so honorable.
不要说人在欢迎他的时候，
Not only when people were welcoming him,
就是人在弃绝他，
Even people were despising him,
人藐视他，
And despising him,
人把他钉在十字架上，
And they crucified him,
赤裸裸地挂在那个挂在那个十字架上，
And as he hung on that cross,
哎呀，从外面来看，那真是羞辱到家了。
And from the external appearance, it seemed like it was really so very shameful.
在这样的光景之下，
But in this sort of situation,
我们就说显出来的光景是何等的尊贵。
And yet in this manifestation, he was so honored.
他不仅是没有大生气，
Not only was he not angry,
没有在埋怨，
And he was not complaining,
没有在受激动，
And he wasn't agitated,
反而为他们祷告，
And yet he prayed for them.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
他们所做的不知道。
For what they do not know.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是何等的尊贵。
This is so honorable.
他是何等的尊贵。
So honorable.
他所显出何等的荣耀。
And so glorious.
他既又是荣耀所发的光辉。
And this is showing the glory of eternity.
当他在地上的时候，
And when he was on earth,
借着他的生活形式，
In his life,
把那看不见的神在活活地表现出来了。
God who is invisible was now shown by him.
当门徒们腓力看见主耶稣的时候，
And so when Philip saw him,
哎呀，对主耶稣实在是了不起啊！
He says, this really is something special.
哎呀，太叫我们受感动了。
Really touch us.
太美丽了。
Really so beautiful.
有一天他就想到一件事啊。
And so he thought of one thing.
他主耶稣都这样的美丽。
And Jesus is so beautiful.
都这样荣耀。
And so glorious.
这样的可爱。
And so lovable.
如果是那个父显出来说，不晓得那个什么样子。
And if God Himself was manifest, what would He be like?
他主耶稣啊。
So when He spoke to Jesus,
求你把父显出来，给我们看看好不好啊？
Can you show us God?
然后我们这次让我看看父什么样子。
Can we see what God is like?
主耶稣，腓力，直到现在你还不认识我吗？
And Jesus spoke to Philip, and He said, Philip, you still don't know me yet.
你看见了我，就是看见了父。
When you see me, you have seen God.
我与父原为一。
God and I are one.
虽然外面穿上了一个肉身的形象，
although from the external appearance,
但是那一位荣耀的神从身上彰显出来了。
He was just like a man, and yet he had manifested God.
显出那样的慈爱。
And God is so compassionate,
那样的温柔，
so tender and kind,
那样的忍耐，
and so patient.
亲爱的兄姊妹，
and dear brothers and sisters,
神的荣耀从主耶稣上彰显出来了。
God's glory was manifested through him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神他呼召我们的目的。
And this is the purpose that God has called us.
要长大成人，
to be mature persons.
达到完全的地步，
to reach that perfection.
像主耶稣地上那样。
And as Jesus was walking on earth, no matter in whatever circumstance, he manifested that glory and that honor that God had. And dear brothers and sisters, are we like that today? And so we need to strive forward to be mature persons. We have the full appearance and maturity of Jesus Christ, just like Jesus. And then the second aspect, He wants us to inherit his inheritance.
那我需要很快一点讲了。
And I have to speak a little faster here.
用词为我们知道主把那个主那个当以色列人呢，他们从埃及出来的时候。
When the Israelites were going out of Egypt,
神把他们从埃及呼召出来。
God had called them out of Egypt.
不是说呼他们从埃及出来，那么就可以了。
This was not the end of it.
神也不是说让他们在旷野里面在漂流。
And God had not intended that they would wander around in the wilderness. This was not the purpose of God. But God had a purpose. Not only was he calling them out of Egypt, he was also going to lead them to the land of Canaan. No matter if it was old or young, if you ask them, where are you going? Why are you coming out of Egypt? What's your purpose? Everyone would answer, Our purpose is not to get out of
Egypt.
Our purpose is not to be in the wilderness. Our purpose is to go into the wonderful land of Canaan. It is a wonderful, beautiful land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey. This is the inheritance that God has given to us. We are to enter into Canaan. To inherit what God has given to us. And in their hearts, this was the right attitude. And what they had seen was correct. But because of their weaknesses, because of their unfaithfulness, many people on their road, they were defeated. And they fell down. And there were some
who
entered into the land of Canaan.
Oh,
and dear brothers and sisters,
每一次说到迦南地的时候,
when the Bible tells about Canaan,
它就是尽量来形容迦南地是怎样一个丰富之地,
it talks about the abundance of the land of Canaan.
说那个地方是流奶鱼蜜之地,
there's a land flowing with milk and honey.
大山呢, 从大山里流出奶子来,
from the hills that poured out the milk,
那个小山里头都有蜜在藏着蜂蜜,
and in the small hills there was the honey.
还有到处都是奶和蜜,
and everywhere was milk and honey.
这个地丰富不丰富啊?
How abundant the land was.
Oh, 那里有秋雨春雨,
and there was the rains that came in the spring and the summer.
滋润整个全地,
and the land was blessed with all this.
有那个丰富的蔬菜在生长出来,
abundant produce of the land.
有大麦有小麦, 有无花果树, 有葡萄树, 有各种各样的树木,
with all kinds of fruit and grains and wheats.
哎呀, 那些出产呢, 是极其丰富的,
and all the produce was really so abundant.
一年出产可以够三年的工, 三年的食用,
1 year's production could last for 3 years.
你看见那个出产是何等的丰富,
and so the production was really so abundant.
并且矿产呢, 也是极其丰富的,
and yet the mineral resources are so great too.
他说那个山里面呢可以挖铜,
and that the hills could be dug into.
哦, 这个金的和铜常常在一起混在一起的,
you could dig out the gold and the copper.
他那个石头上铁都是铁，就像铁一样,
and they had rocks which were like steel.
你就看见矿产呢是极其丰富的,
and so there were abundance of minerals.
那里有河流,
and there were rivers.
那里有泉,
and there were springs.
那里还有源头,
and there were our springs.
哎呀你看见那里这个水也是极其丰富的,
and there's abundance of water.
所以呢看见那是极其丰富地方啊,
such an abundant and rich place.
当然如果你们读到一点地理的话, 或者到了巴勒斯丁那庄去看过的话,
If you've read some geography, or if you've been to the land of Palestine,
你就知道那个地方所写的光景啊，和圣经所说的实在是太不相符合了。
And when you go there, and you find that it's not what the Bible has described.
那不仅是没有这样的丰富啊,
not only is it not as abundant as the Bible describes,
很荒凉地方,
there are many deserted lands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么圣经那么这样讲到迦南地呢？
Why is it that the Bible describes Canaan in that way?
为什么说到那是块美地呢？
Why is it such a wonderful and beautiful land?
当圣灵说到这件事情的时候,
when the Spirit uses that term,
他说的是迦南地,
and when he talks about the land of Canaan,
他眼睛所看见的乃是我们主耶稣基督,
and the eyes are looking on Jesus Christ.
他那个迦南地乃是预表我们主耶稣基督的,
the land of Canaan represents Jesus Christ.
是啊地上没有一块地方是那里丰富,
although there's no piece of land on this earth like that,
但是在主耶稣基督里面,
but in Jesus Christ,
比那个迦南地还要丰富,
this is more precious than the land of Canaan.
主耶稣实在是流奶于蜜之地,
Jesus Christ indeed is the land of milk and honey.
我们蒙恩得救的人,
as we are saved,
我们享受过主耶稣的人,
as we enjoy the presence of Jesus,
我们都能做这样见证,
we can testify of this.
哎呀, 当我们在享受主的时候,
as we're enjoying Jesus Christ,
我们亲近主耶稣的时候,
as we're drawing close to him,
有时候我们和主耶稣那接触起来了,
as we have this contact with him,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 不仅我们里面充满了喜乐,
not only are we full of joy,
哎呀, 并且我们觉得实在是甘甜呢,
this is really something very sweet.
哎呀, 不仅是甘甜,
not only very sweet,
也叫人得了饱足,
also we are filled.
说差不多二十多年以前我在一个地方服侍主,
and more than 20 years ago I was serving the Lord.
我们有那个见证做见证的机会,
there was an opportunity to give testimonies.
好多弟兄姊妹做见证说, 哎呀, 我早晨祷告主的时候, 哎呀, 主耶稣实在太甘甜了,
many brothers and sisters were giving testimonies, saying in the morning when I pray, it's really so sweet with the Lord.
有位老弟兄啊, 刚刚蒙恩得救,
And there was one older brother who was just saved. And he was so admiring of the situation.
He said,
Jesus Christ is so sweet.
哎, 我怎么没有尝过呀?
How come I have not experienced it?
明天早上我无论如何要尝一尝看。
He said, no matter what, tomorrow morning, I'm going to try it.
所以他特别起个, 起得很早。
And so the next morning, indeed, he got up very, very early.
祷告。
And he prayed.
祷告完了之后呢?
And after he prayed,
他说我就舔一舔嘴唇呢。
I licked my lips.
哎呀,真的很甜啊。
It really is very sweet.
是晚上也来做见证了。
And so that night, he got up to give a testimony.
他觉得好甜啊。
It's really, the Lord is so sweet.
我祷告过之后,常常舔舔嘴唇呢。
And after I prayed, I licked my lips.
好甜,好甜啊。
Very sweet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,然后大家听都笑起来了。
And so everybody was laughing.
这个不是外面的甜啊。
This sweetness is not an external sweetness.
嘴巴的甜啊。
Not a sweetness in our lips.
心里头感觉甜美。
But it's a sweetness in our hearts.
感觉饱足。
We feel very satisfied.
你说,这到底是怎么一个味道呢?
And he said, what kind of taste is it?
这个说不出来。
It really can't be described.
只怕我说你来尝尝看。
You will just have to taste it.
当你亲近主是。
When you are close to the Lord.
当你享受主耶稣是。
When you enjoy Jesus.
主的爱充满在里面。
God's love will pour to you.
里面觉得那样的甘甜。
You will feel it so sweetly.
那里头充满了喜乐。
It will be full of the happiness.
当你这样亲近过主之后。
And when we really are that close to the Lord.
整个人都饱足了。
We're really so full.
Oh, 主耶稣实在是牛奶一蜜之地。
God, Jesus Christ indeed is a land full of milk and honey. As we are close to the Lord, we have to enjoy Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们享受主耶稣, 爱充满在里面,
when Jesus fills us with His love,
我们享受主耶稣的喜乐。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们享受主耶稣, 爱充满在里面,
when Jesus fills us with His love,
我们享受主耶稣的喜乐,
as we enjoy His happiness,
我们享受主耶稣能力,
and we enjoy His strength,
又享受到主耶稣的荣耀,
and we enjoy His glory,
有一位老弟兄, 他在法院里面做事,
and there's an old brother who works in the judiciary system,
那么他得救之后, 常常祷告主,
and he often prayed,
他每一次, 我们那时候住在台中啊,
At that time, we were in Taichung.
他常常到这个中心新村的那个地方去办公啊。
He would go to another city.
他去办公的时候,去和回来,他就车上一直在祷告。
And so on the way back, and he would be praying in the car.
那有一次回来的时候正在祷告。
And one time as he was coming back, he was praying.
那么主的荣耀就充满在里面。
And God's glory was filling that place.
你说这个荣耀什么样子呢?
And how was God's glory?
这个我说不出来的。
I really can't describe it.
但是里头确实觉得那么喜乐。
God's glory filled him, and he felt so happy.
那么安息。
And so peaceful.
觉得那里的满足。
And so satisfied.
好像是什么都是很好的。
Like everything was so good.
那么里头觉得没有话形容这种感觉呢?
There were no words that could describe his condition.
那只有一件事我就荣耀。
And this was just full of glory. And so this old brother, he was praying. He was full of Jesus. And he was so happy. And he couldn't stand it. And so he started shouting in the car.
荣耀啊,荣耀啊,荣耀啊。
He said, the glory, glory, glory. And so the driver of the car stopped. He says, this old brother must be crazy. Everybody was looking at him. And then he noticed that people were looking at him. And so he felt embarrassed and he put his head down. And so when he came home and he told me, he said, Brother Wei, what to do? I really couldn't stand it. If I can shout, I really would explode. And so I shouted. People really thought I was crazy. And so I was really embarrassed.
他就问你该喊不该喊啊?
And should I shout or should I not shout?
我说你吃,既然吃不消吗?
And if you can't stand it,
受不了吗?
You can't stand it,
那你就喊吧。
Let me cry.
我说什么的,是不是啊? 那他实在吃不消了。
He really couldn't stand it.
若是不喊的话,像爆炸,要爆炸了。
It seems like he was going to explode.
免去爆炸,还是喊出来好了。
To prevent the explosion, he should cry out.
有一次他在马路又喊过一次。
And then one other time he was walking on the road and it was the same thing. And dear brothers and sisters, when the Lord fills you, and you're full of God's glory, dear brothers and sisters, this is a land full of milk and honey. This is a really a wonderful land. In God, in Jesus Christ, is abundant. What we need, everything we'll have.
我们软弱吗?
If we are weak,
主耶稣是我们的力量。
God is our strength.
我们里头黑暗吗？
If we have darkness,
主耶稣是我们的亮光。
Jesus is our light.
我们缺少忍耐吗？
We lack patience.
我们脾气暴躁吗？
Our temper is bad.
主耶稣是我们的忍耐。
Jesus is our patience.
我们常常发脾气吗？
Do we have a bad temper all the time?
主耶稣是我们的温柔。
Jesus is our tenderness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters,
在主耶稣里样样都有。
In Jesus, everything we have.
每一件事情我们所需要的里面都有。
Everything we need, Jesus will give.
神把他的儿子给了我们。
God has given His Son to us.
他把一切的丰富都放在儿子里面。
And all the God has given all the abundance in His Son.
然后他把他儿子给了我们。
And then He's given His Son to us.
他不仅把他儿子给了我们呢。
Not only has He given His Son to us.
让我们承受他来做我们的产业。
And when we inherit Him.
他叫我们能得到他
Then we obtain him
来经历他
We experience him
来享受他
Enjoy him
一件一件来享受
Enjoying his presence
一点点来经历
And we have this experience
主耶稣一切的丰富
All the abundance of Jesus
都充满在我里面
Will be filling us
成了我们的产业
It becomes our inheritance
成了我们的享受
Becomes our enjoyment
成了我们的经历
Becomes our experience
诗篇十六篇告诉了耶和华是我们的产业
In Psalm 16 it says The Lord Jehovah is our inheritance. He is what we inherit. And his inheritance is so abundant. Not only he doesn't give us just a little bit, but in abundance he pours it to us. He uses that his measure to measure to us. And then we're living in this wonderful land. God says that his inheritance is so good because he has enjoyed it. And this kind of a truth, this is not just a knowledge. This is in reality a true experience.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
and dear brothers and sisters, our experience, this is beyond the debate.
无论怎样说主耶稣怎样怎样,
no matter what people say about Jesus,
但是我们知道我们所信的是谁,
we know whom we have believed,
因为我们不仅看见了,
not only have we seen him,
我们不仅知道了,
and know him,
我们已经经历过了,
and we experience him,
享受过了,
and we enjoy and experience him.
我们要尽力向前呢,
and so dear brothers and sisters, we need to strive forward,
承受主耶稣基督,
to inherit Jesus Christ,
把他做我们的产业,
so that he is our inheritance,
一切所丰富的,
and all his abundance,
都充满在我里面,
will be in us.
那个保罗, 他因着认识主耶稣的缘故,
Paul, as he came to know Jesus,
他看见在主耶稣里面极其丰富啊,
he saw the abundance in Jesus Christ,
用一生的年日,
and through all his life,
来追求主耶稣,
he sought after Jesus.
他说只有一件事情,
there's only one thing,
哦, 就是忘记背后,
forgetting what lies behind,
努力面前,
striving forward to what is ahead of
me,
striding towards that goal,
好叫我更多地得到主耶稣基督,
so that I may obtain the Lord Jesus even more.
到他年老的时候,
so when he was old,
他的弟兄们,
he said, brothers,
我不是说以为自己已经得到了,
I do not say that I have obtained it,
我不是说以为自己已经完全了,
or that I have completed,
我乃是竭力追求,
but I continue to strive forward,
好得到神所要我得到的,
so that I can obtain what God wants me to obtain.
我们主耶稣神说把他儿子给我们是那样的丰富,
when God gave us his son, it's so abundant.
但是我们今天说得到的就是一点点了,
what we obtain today is only a little bit.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要像保罗一样,
and so we need to be like Paul,
竭力追求,
striving forward,
要得到主耶稣所要我们得到的,
to obtain what the Lord has for us,
承受他来做我们的产业,
and so we inherited what he wants for us.
第三方面,
the third aspect,
神带要带我们进入安息。
God is bringing us into his rest.
什么叫安息呢？
What is his rest?
当神把人造好了，神把天地宇宙万有造好了之后，
and God finished the creation of heaven and earth,
到第七天就安息了。
On the seventh day he rested,
因为神创造的工作已经完成了。
Because his God's created work was complete.
这个创造是非常完全的。
It was complete.
不能加上什么。
It could not add anything else.
当然也不能减少什么。
And nothing could be detracted.
不要大东西不能减少。
Not only the big things could not be subtracted.
就是连最小最小的东西都不能减少的。
Even the smallest part could not be subtracted.
你若是在宇宙当中减少一个小东西的话呀，
Even in this universe, if we subtract just one small thing,
你就很可能把整个的一个宇宙的那个系统都破坏掉了。
You can destroy the whole harmony of the universe.
我们大家都不喜欢细菌。
We all don't like bacteria.
这个细菌是不能减少的。
And yet we cannot have no bacteria.
没有细菌的话呀，
If there are no bacteria,
那实在是不晓得那个要发生要要显出怎样怎样的光景来。
We don't know what kind of situation would occur.
所以神所造的东西是完全的。
What God has created is complete.
到了第七天他就安息了。
And on the seventh day he rested.
那么人造出来之后呢？
And when man was created,
人不需要做什么。
Man did not have to do anything except to be in his rest, to enjoy what God had created for him. And in the salvation plan of God, it's like that too. In the new creation, it's like that. And when Jesus Christ was on that cross, and when Jesus announced on that cross, it is finished.
弟兄姊妹，所有救赎的工作都已经完成功了。
All the plan of salvation was complete.
他不仅解决了我们的罪。
Not only has he solved our problem with sin.
他在十字架上解决了所有一切难处。
He solved all, one stroke on the cross all our problems.
罪解决了。
Sin was solved.
死亡解决了。
Death was solved.
这是我们两大仇敌。
And these are our two greatest enemies.
这个掌权的魔鬼也解决了。
And the one who is Satan who is controlling all of this is finished.
我们的肉体血气也解决了。
And with our problems of our flesh is solved.
连我们这个旧人呢，我们所没有办法这个旧人也解决了。
And our old man is solved too.
所有一切难处统统都解决了。
And all our problems are solved in that way.
不但是这样。
Not only is that.
因为他把神的生命给了我们。
God has given us His new life.
他要这个生命在里面长大。
Wants his life to grow.
那长到一个地步啊。
To grow to that extent.
显出他那荣耀。
To manifest his glory.
显出他那尊贵。
And to manifest his honor.
使我们能够达到完全的地步。
So we can reach that perfection.
虽然从我们经历上面来说呢。
From our own experience.
这个还没有成就在我们身上。
It seems like we're not accomplishing that.
但是从主耶稣工作上面来说呢。
But from God's work.
这一切都已经做成功了。
All that work has already been completed.
成了。
And so Jesus announced it is finished.
当我看见主的工作已经完成了。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we see God's work that is complete.
我们接受了主耶稣的救恩。
When we accept the salvation of God.
我们就得了何等大的安息。
We can have this rest.
所有蒙恩得救的人。
All those who are blessed and saved.
刚刚得救的时候啊。
As we are saved.
我们都能做见证。
We can always testify.
我里头安息的。
I have rest in me.
从前是劳苦担重担的。
I used to be heavy, really burdened.
好多好多的重担啊。
And many, many burdens.
现在到主耶稣这里来。
And now I've come to Jesus.
接受到主耶稣。
Accepted him.
你抽到了安息。
And I have rest within me.
我不要跟你们说的，你们有多少重担。
And I can't say how many burdens you have.
你们自己知道你们重担有多少。
You know how many burdens you have.
那么特别是我们还没得救的时候。
Especially when we're not saved.
这些重担都压在我们的身上啊。
All these burdens are heavily waiting on us.
痛苦是不是？
It's very painful.
我们一到主耶稣这里来。
And when we come to Jesus Christ.
接受了主耶稣。
And we have accepted him.
我们里头安息了。
We have rest within us.
主耶稣就是我们的安息。
Jesus Christ is our rest.
所有工作都已经完成了。
All this work is finished.
但是遇到我们这个缺少这个亮光呢？
We lack the light.
因为我们愚昧啊。
Because we are foolish.
我们不够认识主的工作。
We don't know the Lord Jesus enough.
等我们蒙恩得救之后呢。
And when we are saved.
慢慢我们又活在自己里面。
And then gradually we begin to again live within us.
靠着自己来活着。
We try to depend on ourselves again.
所以那些重担啊又都来了。
And then the burdens come back again.
工作的重担。
The burdens of work,
学业的重担,
the burdens of study,
生活的重担,
in the life,
家庭的重担,
the family,
疾病的重担,
all kinds of situations,
那个罪恶的重担,
sin,
哎呀, 许许的重担, 又都回到我们身上来了,
many kinds of burdens come back on us.
所以这个时候呢, 我们渐渐又落在痛苦里面,
and so again gradually we become fallen in suffering.
不爱主的话吗?
If we don't love the Lord,
那我们就算了, 就停
在这里了,
say,
forget it.
若是我们爱主的话吗?
But if we love the Lord,
那我们尽量增大努力啊,
and then we strive,
我们要从这许多陷阱里面出来。
And we want to rise from this situation.
我要从这许多压力里面出来。
I want to rise from this burden.
但是越挣扎呢，越陷到里面去了。
And but as I'm trying to strive, and still I fall in.
越努力呢，越被困住的东西捆绑起来了。
The more I strive, it seems the more I'm bound.
到了一个时候啊。
And then up to a point.
实在是就像罗马书第七章保罗在那说所有的经历一样。
And it's like the book of Romans, chapter 7, Paul said.
他说我立志行善，由得我呀。
And even though I desire and decide to do good,
但是行出来呢，却由不得我。
And yet I cannot do what I really want to do.
我说要行的善，我做不出来。
The good that I want to do, I cannot do.
我说不愿意做的恶呀，我反而去做。
What I do not want to do, and yet I do it.
经过多少的挣扎努力。
And so much striving.
经过多少次的失败。
So many times I fail.
失败到个地步啊。
And I fail to that extent.
失败到家了。
It's really have a failure.
他一定在主面常常祷告。
And so I believe that he always prays to God.
但是他虽然祷告还是得不到拯救。
Even though he prays, he's still not solving his problem.
大声地喊着说呀。
And so he cries out.
他说我真是苦啊。
I really am suffering.
谁能够救我脱离这一切呢？
Who can save me from all of this?
当他在这挣扎到尽头的时候。
And when he's striving in this regard.
好像完全在失望的时候。
As he seems to be so disappointed.
好像一个大光临到身上一眼。
And then all of a sudden it seems like great light came on him. All of a sudden he saw.
刚刚得救时候就是这样。
When he was first saved, he was like that.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
谁能够得救他呢？
Who can save him?
感谢主。
He said, thank the Lord.
在基督耶稣里面。
In Jesus Christ,
当我们得救的时候,
when we're saved,
我已经到主耶稣里面,
I enter into Jesus.
你活在主耶稣里面,
I live in Jesus.
所有重担都脱落下去了,
and all my burdens are cast away.
难处还在那里,
where's the problem?
工作在那里,
and where's the work?
事业在那里,
where's the business?
但是里头没有重担。
And I have the burden.
里头满了安息啊,
but inside me,
自从离开了主耶稣,
as I've left Jesus,
而靠着自己活到的时候啊,
and I've tried to work on my own,
又临到我的身上,
and these burdens came back at me.
经过多少的失败,
and so, so many times I was defeated,
又回到原来的地位,
and then I have to return to the original condition.
感谢主,
and so when I go, praise the Lord, when I'm in Jesus,
弟兄姊妹, 当他这样一活在主耶稣里面,
as he lives in Jesus,
所有的压力都没有了。
All this burden, all these pressures are gone. All these burdens are cast
你说,
away.
主耶稣在哪里啊?
And where is Jesus?
主耶稣在什么地方?
Where is Jesus?
我们大家都知道,
and we all know.
主耶稣在圣灵里面,
and Jesus in the Spirit.
他所有的工作都在圣灵里面,
his work is all through the Spirit.
圣灵就是真理的灵,
the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
圣灵就是实际的灵,
the Spirit is the Spirit of reality.
神把圣灵赐给我们,
and when the Spirit is given to us,
住在我们里面,
and lives within
有,
us, he brings us into Jesus Christ.
也把我们带到主耶稣一切所完成的救恩里面去了,
and brings us into that salvation that God has for us.
没有圣灵的话,
if we don't have the Spirit,
主耶稣也是虚无缥缈的,
and Jesus Christ is something a little bit abstract.
主耶稣所做的一切所成功的一切的救恩呢,
but Jesus Christ has completed all our salvation. And this is something which is real.
我眼摸不着,
my eyes I can't see,
看也看不见,
although I can't see him.
弟兄姊妹, 在圣灵里面,
yet we're in the Spirit.
主耶稣是真实的,
Jesus Christ is real.
神也是真实的,
God is real.
主所称的救恩也是真实的,
God's salvation is real.
他的宝血何等的实在,
his precious blood is true, and he's saved us from all our sins.
他的能力是何等的好大,
his strength and power is so great.
在圣灵里面,
in the Spirit,
那个能力在我们里头彰显出来了,
this power is manifest.
给我们看见,
and so that we can see,
这能力不是出于我们,
this power is not out of us,
乃是出于我们的神,
but it's from God.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
dear brothers,
圣灵就实际的灵啊,
the Spirit is a Spirit of reality.
那么我们活在圣灵里面,
as we live in the Spirit,
主所完成的救恩都实在了,
and God's salvation is complete.
主就带我们从自己里面出来,
and we are brought out,
要活在圣灵里面,
and we're living in the Spirit.
让我们这样活在圣灵里头,
as we're living in the Spirit,
我们跟随圣灵,
and we're following in the Spirit,
顺服圣灵,
we're following after and trusting in the Spirit.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
and dear brothers and sisters, that Spirit will guide us into all reality.
感谢赞美主,
and we thank and praise the Lord.
从前是我们自己负我们责任的,
in the past we were responsible for ourselves.
是我们自己来挑重担的,
we were bearing our own burdens.
现在神把圣灵赐给我们,
now God has given the Spirit to us.
这位圣灵就是我们的保惠师,
he is our counselor.
他一直在我们里面,
he is in us,
他等候着来帮助我们,
and he is waiting to help us,
等候着来负我们的责任,
he is waiting to assume responsibility for us.
你不要再把你自己抓在自己手里面,
don't grab on the things that yourself.
相信圣灵,
trust in the Spirit,
顺服圣灵,
and submit to him,
跟随他的带领,
follow after his guidance,
活在他里面,
live in him.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
and dear brothers and sisters, as he assumes our responsibilities, then we can have rest. He is a powerful Spirit. He is an abundant Spirit. Especially in Romans chapter 8. See how wonderful the Spirit is manifest. Dear brothers and sisters, God has given to us.
And
we want us to give to him completely. Just to trust
him.
And to follow
him.
To be submissive
to him.
To live in him.
And
then point by point. He will give God's salvation plan to be complete in
us.
All our problems will be solved.
He'll
bring us into abundance, into glory.
And
so that God's work can be accomplished completely in
us. I
always thank the Lord because he has given his spirit to us. He loves us so much. He gave his son to us to complete the plan of salvation. He also gave us the Spirit. And the Lord has accomplished everything. And through the Spirit, he has accomplished that in our lives. We praise God for that. That we may continue to strive to go into this rest. And to live in the Spirit. We shouldn't depend on ourselves. But to depend on the Spirit to enter. And to complete that.
我再说,
do I want to say again?
相信他,
trust him.
活在他里面,
to live in him.
跟随他的带领,
follow after him.
顺服他的感动,
be submissive to his touching. And through circumstances, he gives us many things.
来训练我们,
to try us.
来制作我们,
to nourish us.
不要发怨言,
and so that we will not
不要埋怨,
complain. So we should not be complaining.
也不要反抗,
we should not rebel.
接受,
but we should accept
圣灵所给我们的训练,
what the Spirit has given us in trials.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
and dear brothers and sisters,
借着圣灵的工作,
so this work of the Spirit,
他要把我们带到完全的地步,
he is going to bring us into
好的,
a state of completion.
主这样爱我们,
we really thank the Lord, he loves us so much. He gave us all this to complete us.
但要让我们起来,
so that we may rise up.
不要再停留下去,
we will not just stop there.
我们能够往前去,
we can go forward.
使我们长大成人,
so we can be a mature man, person.
承受在基督里面的产业,
to accept and inherit this inheritance.
借着圣灵进入安息,
and through the Spirit we will enter into rest.
当神的心,咱们神得的满足,
and so God's heart may be satisfied.
明天上午我再接着来和弟兄姊妹交通。
Tomorrow morning I will continue this series.